Prime Minister Ehud Olmert propped up his fragile government by bringing one of Israel's most controversial politicians into the coalition. Avigdor Lieberman heads the hawkish Yisrael Beiteinu party, pushing the center-left government to the right. Mr. Olmert has been weakened by fierce public criticism of his handling of the recent war in Lebanon. Fearing that his government would not survive, he turned to Lieberman. Mr. Olmert says, I believe this move will create the foundation for a solid and stable government. But Lieberman's views on the Arabs have brought charges of racism. He proposes that in exchange for holding on to major settlement blocks in the West Bank, Israeli Arabs should be stripped of their citizenship and their towns transferred to the Palestinian territories. In 2002, he called for the bombing of Palestinian gas stations, banks, and commercial centers in response to suicide bombings. Those views sharply contradict the platform of Mr. Olmert's senior coalition partner, the Dovish Labor Party, Labor parliamentarian Colette Avital.
Well, I think we should not be in the same government with Mr. Lieberman. I think that both his ideology and his practice is something that we should not be associated with.
Labor believes Lieberman will torpedo efforts to revive peace talks, but Mr. Olmert disagrees. The government will continue to pursue the peace process, first and foremost with the Palestinians, he said. Nevertheless, one of the reasons that Lieberman agreed to join the government was that Mr. Olmert has shelved what was once the cornerstone of his diplomatic policy, a unilateral withdrawal from most of the West Bank. The plan was dropped because in the wake of the Lebanon War and the Palestinian election of the Islamic militant group Hamas, there is little enthusiasm among Israelis for more territorial concessions. Lieberman sees that as an opportunity to expand West Bank settlements. Lieberman's ideology worries Palestinian moderates. Nabil Shaath, a former cabinet minister from the Fatah party, described Lieberman as a dangerous and ugly symbol of the new direction of the Israeli government. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.